Hello, I'd like to introduce you to Steph Meakin. Steph has been working in the faculty for some time as a very experienced academic and has had an awful lot to do with recruitment of students and admission of students onto healthcare programmes. Steph, would you like to tell us a little bit about your experience of working with students and especially that about students who are not progressing within the programmes and actually end up failing or leaving the programme?
Pauline, I think it's a good place to start really with admissions because we have about 4,000 applications. We interview 2,000. So when they arrive on the programme, there's about 350. So you can see we've done a lot to scrutinise them to see we're getting the best student possible. Then they do their 3 months theory, then they go out into practice. So we believe we are sending out the right people into practice. However, when they do get out there, that doesn't mean to say they're going to be superb nurses. Doesn't mean to say that it's going to be right for them. We are hoping our fabulous mentors will be able to assess that. The mentors, though, can become very fond of the students or feel concerned about disregarding them and failing them. The consequence of that is, if we're not careful, is you have a series of very kind, nice mentors who really just don't want to fail the student. Then, of course, they then complete the programme and go into practice. You've then got a very, very weak nurse who perpetuates poor practice, who then becomes a mentor, who then perpetuates poor practice with the student. So you can see it's got years of implications for it. The other concern that mentors have said to me is that the university will not support them if they choose to fail a student. We are, of course, having to worry about money, because if we lose students, we're fined by the commissioners. But what's more important, losing a bit of money or producing students and nurses that are not fit for practice? So it's about giving mentors the courage to really judge the skills of the student at the level they're at and be able to assess if somebody is really right for the qualified position. But also, sometimes a student, it's good for a student to be assessed really critically so that they can get better. Because if people are continually nice to them and give nice feedback, they never improve. Why would they if they're not being told good critical feedback? I've been around with students in placement 6, their very last placement, and it's been devastating because a really good mentor has had the courage to say, you are not appropriate for this level. The student, and I can recall in my mind a few examples, are devastated because no one has ever told them that before. So they've got to placement 6, and you can't tell me, Pauline, that no one's ever picked that up before. So then in placement 6, when it's absolutely key for their future, when they're often applying for jobs at that point, they're suddenly told they're not good enough. We might be able to extend their programme. We might be able to help them pass eventually. But actually, placement 6 is about them managing and leading in practice on their care. So why are we then wasting time when they are failing on often the basics? So my message out to mentors is about being courageous to be critical of the students. And I don't mean critically harsh, I mean critical about how their practice is and how they perceive them. Of course, giving praise. It's great for students to have praise. But it needs to come quite soon as well, so that the students get a good guidance within a very short space of time how well they're doing. In our busy world, it's even more difficult for mentors to spend that time, but it's absolutely vital for the future of the nursing workforce. Because if mentors don't give that good critical feedback or praise at the right time, and in a timely fashion, it will perpetuate and it will continue for years, as I said earlier. So, the other aspect that I was suggesting the mentors worry about is that the university won't support them. They have to be reassured that the university will absolutely support them. And I myself go out, if there are concerns in the areas that I link with, if there are concerns, I go out and meet with a mentor, meet with the student. We have a very constructive conversation. And it means then that the mentors can see that the university are supporting them, but the student can see they're getting support as well. So then it's about that tripartite meeting where you've got a constructive view about what they can do to improve practice. So it's about understanding that as a mentor, it is down to them for the quality of the future workforce. It's not up to us. We bring the students in, we assess them and believe that they are appropriate, with good values and very professional. We teach them the right skills, but it's down to the mentors to be able to assess the appropriateness for the profession. So the future of the profession is in their hands.
Do, in light of what you just said, and in light of things that have been happening recently in the press in relation to the Francis report, how do you think that this is going to affect the mentoring process?
It's a very good point, Pauline. Before I look at the mentors, if you look at us, we have gone back to review our recruitment processes again, just to see if there is anything else we can put in there to ensure that we get people with the right values. We ensure that during our teaching and during the programmes and the support, that we really ensure that the students understand about values and professionalism. But for mentors, it's now even more important, because if they pick up that there's any potential for a student to pick up on bad habits, to become slothful, to disregard patients, to behave in an unprofessional manner or an uncaring manner, it is about them now, the heat is on, that they are the ones assessing the future workforce, that they are assessing that the students are professional and caring with this great compassion, and would not disregard patients, as it came out in the Francis inquiry, and would never let patients go hungry or thirsty or all the basics that's often underestimated how important that is. So for me, the mentors are key to assessing that. But the other thing about being a mentor as well, I believe that as they are so responsible and in such a crucial position, that they should also be observing their peers, and it's crucial that they peer review as well, to ensure that whilst they're assessing the standards of the students, they're also assessing the standards of the team they work with.
Thank you very much.